It was a night like any other. I saw my father standing there at the bus stop. He said I was very young.
Father was interviewed after being incarcerated and talked about how his son, of 4 years old, was taken from him. After leaving his country with his wife, Carlos attempted to get into America to give his son a better future. He wasn't getting employment options in his country of origin and was really struggling to make a living. After being caught and arrested, his son was taken away and spent 2 years alone in America in a detention center. Carlos talks about how distraught he was and how it felt like his son was dead because of the distance between them.
All right, welcome to my podcast. My name is Edward. Today we will discuss and reflect on the zero tolerance policy. The issue was known as the zero tolerance policy. I was proposed many years ago before finally being accepted and enforced during former 45th President Donald J. Trump's time in office. The main idea was to prosecute those who entered the country illegally, regardless of if they had children or asylum seekers. If you didn't have papers, you couldn't be here. And we're also welcomed by
Andrew,
Jacob,
Zaire Williams.
All right, Jacob, what are your thoughts on the zero tolerance policy?
I think that it was hard for everyone, mainly because families were separated and children were lost, and most of the families never made contact back with their kids.
All right, Andrew, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Jacob. It's a lot harder on a lot of families. I can't imagine being separated from your family, your parents, you know, kids, especially for so long. And I think it was also hard on the parents, not just because of the separation, but because they have to sit in court and in jailhouses, detention centers, you know, to get trialed and then sent back to their country where they're back to square one, you know. They can't get this opportunity that they were coming for in America.
Yeah, reflect on what he was saying. They also had to deal with not having the children by their side. And same thing for the children, not having their parents by their side, having to be alone, worrying about their parents night and day, just like the parents were worrying about their kids.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you got a good point that does, affect the children a lot. Like, research shows that traumatic experiences and, like, time away from parents, like, can really affect the kid when they're older, you know?
Yep.
What similarities are there between, like, this and the Japanese-American incarceration or, like, just any other situation? Because, you know, this isn't the first time we've had to deal with people being sent away back
just
to their own country. Yeah.
Yep, like, we had Japanese immigrants were racially profiled because of the way they looked and were treated fairly like everyone else was. During World War II.
Oh, yeah.
They were treated unfairly just because United States was at war with Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So they thought that everyone who was from Japan was a threat to them. So they got treated unfairly and wasn't treated like everyone else was.
Yeah, I mean, and like they were also held in detention centers, just like, illegal immigrants trying to come to the country, you know? Something I realized while researching this topic was that, you know, what is supposed to be known as the land of the free, you know, like America is very, it's very closed off, you know, they're not letting people into the country, even though, like, you know, in other places it can be really bad. And there's a lot of racism that we deal with. And, you know, just, you know, for a place that preaches so much about freedom, I think it's, like, really messed up that you got to do this to people.
All right, Zeke, what are your thoughts on racism? Like, you know, like the Hispanics being, like, sent back because of the race, or Japanese being...
I don't really agree, because I think everybody was told that America was a second chance and to come and, you know, redeem themselves, mm-hmm. get their homes, you know, get money, you know, not have to slave for, you know, a few dollars a wage. And it was a lie to them, because when they came here, they got incarcerated. So I don't agree.
In what ways can you relate this to, like, history? You know, like, do you have any, like, personal experiences with this kind of behavior? Like, do you know, like, any other similar situations?
Segregation for African Americans. I know that was a very big topic in history, because when African Americans were segregated, we had to go through separate schools and we weren't allowed to do as much stuff and go to as much restaurants as whites. There was always colored sections, and yeah. And they also were imported here to be slaves.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, so Edward, why might you think this is important to, like, learn about the zero tolerance policy, research it?
Yeah, so I think it's important so that we don't make the same mistakes in history as we've done multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, you got a big point. Yeah, you know, it's a bad situation all around. Glad, well, there's still people being affected by it to this day, but, you know, at least it won't be as bad as it was, like, you know, during 2017, 2018.
Yeah, slowly it's going away.
Yeah, when the policy was in place. So, Jacob, you have any closing thoughts? You know, you've been quiet for a lot of this podcast.
Like, let's take it back to where you said that how is a zero tolerance policy important? I think it's important because I think a lot of races have had their fair share of, like, discrimination, not discrimination, but like of separation and like, yeah, like let's say the Japanese, the African Americans, and this is more of a Latino Hispanic situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you're saying like it's better to learn from like everyone's perspective.
Yeah,
and not just focus like, on a certain group.
Like every single race has had it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like their own way.
Yeah, at some point in time, yeah, like the Jews in World War II, and yeah.
All right, yep, we'll be ending off the podcast right there. Thank you for listening.